Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's get the Fan Friday vibes underway with Mickey and Jay. Morning to you fellas.
Morning, gents.
Morning, boys.
There we go. Got them both on board. We've got to start with Everton. And last night's display. Definitely a bit more heart there, Mickey. But actually, it's no good if you're still not winning, is it?
No, it's not. You know, as you say, the second half there was, you know, they showed at least a little bit of passion and a little bit of fight. But, you know, first half again, Steve, very slow, very laboured. And most importantly, again, you know, going a goal down. And it just seems to be happening all the time, you know, when ridiculous tackle to be thrown in by Holgate. And obviously, we, you know, once you go a goal down against the team, like Real, then you're going to struggle. You know, they broke the game up. You know, they were rolling around everywhere, left, right and centre. But, you know, they're going to do that. It's, you know, they're experienced in Europe. And it was always going to be difficult after that.
Changed things about a bit. At one stage, you almost had three wingers on there as well. Do you think he's been listening to other people talk about his team?
Well, he just looks like a broken man, doesn't he? Do you know, and as I say, you know, Luchman come in completely from the cold. He wasn't even on the bench, was he, last week against Brighton, and comes in this week and starts in the second half. And I think he's had to listen to the fans. Do you know what I mean? It's you know, he offers something different, at least Luchman, but. But obviously his team selection again, personnel at the back, you know, having a right back that's not very good to play at left back. We've got a young kid who's best positioned centre half at right back. We're just all over the place, absolutely all over the place. And, you know, I just can't see how he's going to turn this round.
We had Tony Scott on earlier in the programme and he was saying he'd like to give him some more time because essentially he didn't like the shortlist of other managers that were being linked with the job. So the Sean Dyches, the Sam Allardyces, the Chris Coleman's. Is that the correct way to go about it? I mean, are you at all enamoured by the other names you're seeing linked to the football club?
No, I probably agree with Tony. I don't agree with Tony there saying that he needs more time. For me, as I say, I can't see how he's going to turn this round. And I think before it gets any worse, then I think the board should act. But I agree with Tony. I don't want, you know, Sam Allardyce, Dyche, Coleman and that are all not the right names for me. We need to be aiming bigger than that. It's just going to be hard, isn't it? You know, if we wait too long, then we're going to be out of competitions. Our league position's not going to be looking good. It's going to be hard to entice the best managers. I think we've got Unsworth there. A lot of the fans are looking at Unsworth to come in on an interim basis. Mm. But the names for me that we should be looking at, if we can get Ancelotti, I don't know whether he's going to come or not, but he's a proven world-class manager. Failing that, I like the lad Marco Silva, who's just at Watford. He's, you know, been great at Hull, done a great job there, doing an amazing job at Watford. Previously, I think he was at Olympiacos, done a great job there. If we can get him, then he would be the right type of manager for me. But as you say, I wouldn't. The likes of Sean Dyche and Big Sam and that are just hoof merchants, aren't they? So I think we've got to be looking better than that.
Jay, what do you think from a Liverpool perspective? Does it look like the time is right for an immediate change for Everton?
Well, it's music to my ears, to be honest with you, Steve. No, but seriously, I do think that it's one of them strange situations where similar thing happened to Liverpool 3 years ago. He sold a star man for big money and then tried to sign 7-8 players, and it just doesn't work, really, does it? You know, obviously, the problem is getting them players all to gel at the same time is very difficult, but I do think they've made mistakes in the transfer market. I mean, when you analyse it, they've got three players who play in the same role, haven't they? Sigurdsson, Klaassen and Rooney. So, you know, it's been wasteful in the transfer market as well, really, and they haven't signed a centre-forward, and, you know, it's just not working at the moment. And people at the start of the season probably were prepared to give them the benefit of the doubt, really, because they had tough games against Tottenham and Chelsea and Man City and Man United. But now they've played recently, you know, Bournemouth and Burnley and Leon and Brighton, and they haven't really got the results apart from that comeback victory against Bournemouth. So I think the writing's on the wall. He does look like a broken man, and I can't see him lasting much longer, to be honest.
Right, we'll look ahead to the Arsenal game in just a moment. Of course, the anniversary of a great piece of history, Wayne Rooney's goal. And this week saw a great piece of history made for Liverpool Football Club as they scored 7 on their travels in Europe against Maribor. I mean, scoring 7 against anyone is pretty difficult stuff, but it was done in flamboyant style, wasn't it, Jay?
Well, I think that Harden's been coming for a long time. This season, Liverpool have dominated most games and had plenty of opportunities in all the games as well. And sooner or later, someone was going to be on the end of a Harden of Liverpool. And, you know, it was Maribor in midweek. And people will say that they weren't the greatest opposition, which is probably correct. But you've got to analyse it and say, well, you know, Spartak Moscow went there and only drew 1-1. And then they've just beaten Seville 5-1. And then you look the other night, Atletico Madrid went to Carabag and they drew 0-0, and Maribor are meant to be a little bit higher than them on the coefficient, aren't they, in Europe? So, you know, you can't take anything away from the result. 7-0 is fantastic, really. It's just a little confidence boost that Liverpool needed.
Well, they do need it as well, don't they? Because if you looked at their previous 8 matches, wins weren't exactly sort of flooding into Liverpool Football Club, were they? They need to get on a little bit of a run now.
Well, that's it. If you look at it, Liverpool haven't lost many games this season, but we've drawn far too many games. You know, a home draw against Burnley, the draw against Newcastle away, which was a very disappointing performance as well, not just the results. Obviously, we drew at Manchester United as well, who basically came for a point again like they did last year. And, you know, Liverpool need to start registering victories because we haven't played too bad this season, but the table doesn't lie and we're cut adrift at the moment and we've got a massive game at the weekend at Wembley against Spurs.
Right, let's look ahead to that doubleheader against the London club. So, Liverpool at Spurs or at Wembley, and Everton, of course, hosting Arsenal. 15 years, virtually, to the day since Rooney scored his goal. What are your memories of that Rooney moment, Mickey?
Yeah, I remember it well. You know, I think the commentary is infamous, isn't it, now in television. And, yeah, you know, that's where the lad, you know, we'd heard about him. You know, I'd seen him a couple of times in the Youth Cup. You know, he was certainly a name that was on everyone's lips, and obviously it was. I think he came on as substitute, didn't he, in that game, and that's where it all sort of kicked off. And yeah, he sort of went on, didn't he, to bigger and better things. And we need him at the weekend. You know, he's I think he was rested last night. You know, he looks like we're going to have to pick his game sparingly, but we're going to need him. We're going to need his experience at the weekend against Arsenal. And I think the likes of Leighton Baines, maybe Phil Jagielka, will all come back into the team. And we're going to need them all. We're going to have to dig deep. I think Koeman said yesterday that it looks like we're going to have to go long, which doesn't fill me with confidence against Arsenal because we've got no striker up there, and which is what Sutton was just saying. Jay was just saying then. He was bang on. You know, our recruitment during the summer was awful to have, you know, the three number 10s that were brought in and not to replace, you know, Romelu Lukaku, not to bring in another centre-half, not to bring in, you know, some defenders. It was just shambolic. And I don't blame Koeman completely for that. That's a lot to do with the board. But, yeah, as I say, we're looking at Rooney at the weekend, mate. We are going to need him. We're going to need his experience.
Well, Arsenal have got their own bit of soul-searching to do, haven't they? It's hardly gone perfectly for them this season as well, which could pose a problem because you've got two teams there sort of scrapping away to re-find their true selves.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think Arsenal are going to be better on the road. I mean, you know, Arsenal are one of them teams that if you stand off them, let them play, they will absolutely tear you apart. But you get stuck into them, you know, if you have a high tempo, you let them know that you're there, get stuck into them, as Watford did last week. You know, I don't think they've got any kahunas in that team. And I think, as I say, if you get stuck into them, we've got to have the crowd up. But at the same time, the players have got to show a little bit of fight. They did it last night for about 15, 20 minutes. Obviously, all sort of after the melee that went on, you know, the crowd is up. But, you know, Goodison's been flat. It's been really, really flat. And I think, you know, that we need to all sort of come together. I think sometimes it takes something like that, doesn't it? You know, to ignite the crowd. And we've got to be right up for it, or, you know, against Arsenal. I think if you're right up for it, get into them, then we can give them a game. If we stand off them, then it could be any score.
What a goal that was for Olivier Giroud last night, wasn't it, Jay? It was a thing of beauty, that one, for Arsenal.
Yeah, he's a very good player, isn't he? I mean, you know, he's sort of like on the bench for Arsenal all the time because they've got Sanchez and they've got Lacazette, Welbeck obviously as well. But, you know, I think he's a goal scorer. You know, he's scored over 100 goals for Arsenal, hasn't he? And some of them have been spectacular. I remember the Scorpion kick last season as well, goal of the season. So, you know, he is a good player, and he's, I think Everton tried to get him in the summer as well, didn't he? I'm quite glad he never, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely superb last night. What about Liverpool's challenge? They face Spurs. It's maybe a bit of a bigger pitch. That might suit Liverpool down to the ground.
Quite possibly. You know, Mo Salah will get a lot more space as well. And, you know, he's a very dangerous player, as we know. But, you know, Spurs are a very good side. And I know they've struggled a little bit at Wembley. They did last season, didn't they, in the Champions League. And obviously the Europa League as well, when they dropped out. And this season as well in the league, you know, they registered the first victory against Bournemouth, didn't they? But prior to that, they've drawn at home to Burnley. And I think it was Swansea as well. And they also lost to Chelsea. So they're still struggling to adapt, aren't they, to the new environment, aren't they, away from White Hart Lane. But I do think it'll be a very difficult game. They're a quality side, aren't they, with Harry Kane, Dele Alli, Christian Eriksen as well. Very well drilled, good defensively, good in the middle of the park. So it's going to be a tough test for Liverpool. But, you know, the momentum we've got from the midweek Champions League victory hopefully we can take it into the weekend's game.
You'll probably see two teams trying to win this one, won't you? It should make for quite a good spectacle.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look back to last season, Liverpool beat them at Anfield, didn't they? 2-0. We beat them 2-1 in the League Cup as well. And I think it was 1-1, wasn't it, at White Hart Lane? And look, we should really have won that game. Manage call was given offside. It was debatable whether it was. It was very marginal, and they scored a late equaliser, didn't he? But like I say, it's going to be a very difficult game. They're a very good side, to be honest. And they're direct competition, really, aren't they, for them top four places?
Come on then, scores, chaps. What do we think, Jay?
I'd be content with a draw. Then I know I've just been saying that we need to turn these draws into victories. But no, this is a very difficult game for Liverpool, so I think it might be 1-1.
All right, and for Everton, Mickey?
Yeah, it's one of them that, as I say, it's going to be really, really difficult. And I think, you know, it was a pivotal game last year against Arsenal where we turned our season round, and hopefully we can do that again. It's going to be tough, though, and you know, I just can't see where our next goal is coming from. But I'm going to try and stay positive, mate. Go on, I'll go for a scrappy 1-0 win.
Steve Hoddesall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.